You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, good morning, Wake Up Tucson. How's everybody doing?
I need coffee.
Oh, come on. Gatorade today. No water. Gatorade. He was literally hydrated. But for 2 days in a row, you get me, Sean McCluskey. Today, I get a new co-host, which is Matt Neely, which is awesome.
What do you know?
Morning, guys.
And then
Happy Rodeo Day.
Behind the spinning the tunes.
Yeah, happy Rodeo Week. Excellent.
Like I said yesterday, it's a weird week because either it was a really short week for some of the people working or there's babysitters involved across the town.
Yes, true, for rodeo times.
But Monday, government employees were off. Kids were in school. And yesterday, kids are off. Everybody's back at work. It's just, it's one of the Tucson quirks. And y'all grew up here and you don't even think about it, but the rest of us go, oh my God, how do you deal with this when you're a transplant and you come here? The first few years, it's a little weird, and then you kind of roll right into it. Yesterday, driving around town, I had to go through the south side. Obviously, I'm at the radio station now, but I've got a bunch of houses out there, and I avoided Ajo like the plague.
Well, yeah, that's where the parade is, right?
Yeah, and it was, I had to go to like Irvington and 12th. Great restaurants down that way, but
wrong day.
Exactly, wrong day. And, you know, we're trying to finish up a house and get it ready to go, so I had to go, but, yeah. And yeah, not fun. But other than that, why can't we merge in Tucson?
I've heard other
people
say that.
There's a lot of things we can't do in Tucson, like pull over for emergency vehicles.
Or use our signals.
Anybody from out of town on
Horse Tail
says the same thing. Why?
So, Orange Grove. Every morning, I complain about it on Facebook that I-10's backed up from, now it's going to be backed
there,
up from Ruthroff to you know, Picture Rocks.
But, yeah.
Up to at least Cortero. Mm. And it's always backed up to Ina. And I drive over the top of Ina, go to Lowe's every morning, and you look at the traffic, and it's just standing still.
It's headlights and taillights. That's all it is.
Well, it's only taillights because the other side's flowing freely.
Mm.
But you look, and if you look at the problem is Orange Grove. People just can't seem to merge onto the freeway in a polite fashion or a common sense fashion without causing chaos. And I'm one that thrives
in... You love chaos.
I was just saying, I'm one that thrives in chaos. However, it becomes to traffic chaos and there's a bunch of red lights looking at you in the face, it's no fun because of some idiot. But they just can't figure out how to merge. Now we've got the Ruthroff thing going, and even this morning it was a little slow and go coming in, but it wasn't that bad. It's going to get bad. So
yeah, it is.
Plan your route, figure it out, and go around it. Silverbell was jammed up the other day, all the way backed up to Ina. So we're talking from Grant to Ina, it was taillights. I-10 was taillights. And river was flowing freely, so figure it out.
River was flowing freely.
Yes. But that's how you navigate the Northwest. Much better than Tucson. I don't have to take the pothole vehicle or the Jeep, AKA.
Gosh.
I'm going to nickname it the pothole avoidance vehicle.
Oh, yours? Your Jeep?
Yes.
Jeep.
What's the thing out front with all the cones out in front of Billy's place?
I don't know. I think
came around that corner, and that was a hard stop.
The professional bartender's a little, what is it when you put it in the ground forever? I thought of it yesterday when I was going by. You know, it's a time capsule. I think he's probably buried a time capsule.
That's right.
I can't figure out what else it would be. So,
yeah. Well, let's tell the folks what's on. It's Friday, and what do we do on Wake Up Tucson on Friday, Sean?
We do Food Friday.
You bet.
And
this is a double Food Friday.
We're in Conventure sponsors the second half or the 8 o'clock hour, so I get to bring in whatever I want. And
right.
Chris and I made a deal that we were going to hit on the gastronomy portion of Tucson. We hit a couple of those, and then I just went straight to things I like, because good food's hard to find in this town sometimes. Sometimes it's very easy, you just don't know it's there. Mm. And we like to point out things that just pop up, like one of our guests today, who small businesses are a tricky thing, and one employee can spin you out of control. So we're going to see if we get one of our guests to actually make it, and he's trying to find a replacement for one of his chefs called out sick this morning. He's like, I got the thing. And he can't talk, and who knows if it was brown bottle flu or if he's actually sick. But
the brown bottle flu.
You know, that happens. But if so, we may miss one of our food guests, but tentatively we have Sonoran Brunch Company. East Side Delight. You guys need a bunch of food on the East Side out
there.
They're
in the location where the original Poco and Mom's location there.
It's, okay.
By the old Irv's equipment rental and near Colbin 22nd. Yeah.
Chrissy has a chorizo stuffed hash brown.
Oh, really?
Hello.
I mean,
bring it on, please. Yeah,
well, he's in the restaurant right now cooking.
Sweet. Thank you.
But if he can't bring in one of his chefs, he's going to have to stay and we're going to miss out. However, we will bring him back. But if you're on the East Side and you're looking for a place to go, I highly recommend it. Their food's amazing. And Kenny's a really good dude. So go and support those
guys.
You
think the Manic Hispanic would play a really long record and run over there and help us out and get us to go?
You never know. And then, of course, we've got the BLM director coming in, the acting BLM director coming in at 7:30. Well, not coming in, but calling in. We're going to talk about a couple of things. It may, if you're an anti-wall person or anti-military or anti-border patrol, or if you're a little sensitive, this conversation may get the hair on the back of your neck to stand up.
My security?
Yeah, if you don't like security of your nation, you might not like this
guy. The local Stone Garden police might not be.
Yeah, they're going to be a little upset about this. And then,
so
of
call your friends.
Yeah, notify Chuck.
AM 10:30, wake up Tucson, have them tune in. Yeah.
And then we've got Nelson Miller and his ops guy, Jason, coming in from Trident Grill and Pizza Pub. So they've got four locations across town. We're going to talk about what they're doing and how they're doing it, what they've been going through. They've got some people coming in after hours. Chico Figure, Tucson, how you doing? Welcome, Marina Romero.
Hello.
You know, you cut your police force and you wonder why people come in after hours. Yeah, uninvited guests. Those are lovely people.
Well, we're going to be talking about some stuff that's going on at the legislature and maybe a little bit of about Rahina's tree tax. And,
The trees. I love trees. Don't you love trees?
And Sean McCluskey, I haven't seen you in a while. Congratulations, my friend.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I know it was mentioned on the show yesterday, but congratulations. You and your betrothed, have we set a date or anything like that?
No, we were talking about it last night, and it's overwhelming.
Welcome to the party, Sean.
That's why you like Vegas so much. Just leave town.
Well, okay, so let's break this down real quick. You go to have dinner and a reception and the whole thing. It's 100 people minimum. You can go between, on the cheap side, which isn't realistic, you can go $50 a person, and you can go up to $100 a person. But you got to have 100 people minimum. That's 10 grand.
Dude.
For 10 grand, I'd rather go to Hawaii.
My daughter is getting married next Saturday.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to talk about that, do we?
Tell me about it.
There's colors. There's themes. My head was ready to explode yesterday.
There's relatives. There's friends and not friends. And
And it's
and then there's a few costs.
Yeah. And then you need a cake and then you need ceremonies. But we could go to Hawaii for the same, actually less.
Right? Do it. You're adults.
We could go to Vegas. We could do
throw a party and say anybody wants to come can come. Give them a year's notice and just do it.
We may do a destination wedding.
Okay.
To where if you want to show up, great. If you don't, well, we're going anyhow.
We're adults. It's not like, you know.
Yeah. Thought about renting a Greyhound, not a Greyhound, but a Grey Line bus and taking a bunch of people out to Vegas and going that route. So we've got a bunch of ideas. We just got to figure out what we want to do. But
I think we all knew it was serious when a kid showed up in the studio to do a show with us once, Sean. That was
You know what's funny? She wants to come back on. I go with you tomorrow?
And I'm good.
Like, we're waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the radio. Yeah. I've got everybody booked, so I will bring her back on when she doesn't go to grandma's the same night, so we can get her some sleep.
Well, listen, we're going to talk some stuff the legislature is going on. I wanted to talk about an article on lunchbox shaming. That's going to be coming up later this hour. I was looking through this day in history, and there's a couple interesting things. Ed, I don't know if you knew about this, but the Hindenburg, the Germans didn't have a monopoly on airship crashes. February 21st, 1922, the Italian-built airship Roma crashed to the ground in Norfolk, Virginia, after the explosion of hydrogen caused by the airship coming into contact. I'd never even heard of this. I thought the Hindenburg was. Mm. And then the other thing was in 1947, the Land camera was demonstrated. And that was Edward Land. He publicly demonstrated his instant camera in associated film called the Land Camera, which could produce a black and white photograph in 60 seconds. 2 years later, he put 57 Polaroid Land cameras at Boston's Jordan Marsh department store before the Christmas holiday, and they sold out within the first day after the demonstration. And We need to thank Edward Land because otherwise Outkast would be out of business because you could not shake it like a Polaroid picture because it would not have happened. So Outkast needs to send Mr. Land a little, you know.
The heirs of Mr. Land.
The heirs of Mr. Land. So we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff this hour. It is, if you would like to call in and join in the conversation, it is 790-2040, 790-2040. And we're sipping some brewed coffee here. They're going to be with us for another week or two. So we get up there to 4960 North Sabino Canyon Road and say thank you to Phil and Kate. Thanks for the great coffee. And,
absolutely.
And we are going to be right back.
That's how we get started.
Neely, McCluskey, and Alexander. Wake up, Tucson.
Hey, David Geffen. Remember that guy? David Geffen, Geffen Records. He also started Asylum Records with signed people like the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, you know, Jackson Brown. It's his birthday today. He also started DreamWorks Films with Katz and those guys. One of those big Hollywood types. But we'll play his music today, his groups. John Lennon, with the help of Elton John. That was John was on the Geffen label after he left Apple. So that's what's up. 621.
All right. Welcome back. Wake up, Tucson. Hey, it's Matt Neely, Sean McCluskey. I am Sean McCluskey. That's Matt Neely.
You know what? I was told yesterday that Miss Shelley Kice, who was just wonderful the last couple of days, she was just fabulous to have on. She kept you kind of even keel. So, Matt. Got a job today. So, all right.
In other words, good luck, brother.
You heard how he came in.
Thanks a lot, Shelley.
Just saying.
Putting the pressure on.
Go ahead. I'm
Ed,
sorry.
You are absolutely correct about that wind howling. When it comes out of the east, comes out of the Reddington Pass, out at Rancho Legume, it is just, goodness.
It's annoying. It's really bad.
It's obnoxious. So,
it was beautiful in Marana.
Howling.
It was beautiful in Marana this morning. Woke up, took the puppy outside. Didn't even need the sweatshirt. I was like, this is great.
Yeah, it was 50 degrees or 60 degrees.
It was 60 this morning. But look, it's a little humid, though.
Here's the official forecast from the Weather Service. Cloudy, high near 72, breezy, with an estimated southeast wind 15 to 25, gust to 43 now.
Yes.
That's not breezy.
That's not breezy.
That's awesome.
That's howling.
That's crazy
awesome.
Wind. Yeah.
See, y'all look at this the wrong way.
Okay.
You see high winds. I see trees fall down. Roofs need repairs.
Exactly.
And I want to make some money.
Oh, okay. Well,
I thought you had to pay for those.
I don't, but somebody does. But
somebody
we still
does.
Make money.
Oh, do you?
Anytime something breaks, we make money.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought you would lose money. It cost you money.
Well, only if, if you own the property, it costs you a little money, but it's inevitable.
You
if you're
are
a homeowner,
the manager, so then you just pass on a little fee.
Well, we give a discount, and then we pass a fee involved.
I see. So,
but
thank
yeah.
you for exposing your schadenfreude.
Oh, no, it's all up and on board.
Taking happiness in other people's taking delight.
Been doing this a long time.
No, it's a fact of life that things happen, and this is more of a PSA for everybody else that doesn't pay attention to this stuff.
Things do happen.
No, honestly,
but no, check your roof when you get home after the weather, after the rain. Check your trees. Make sure nothing blew off, nothing fell down. If your trees are up against your house, you'll hear it during this wind.
Yeah.
Your trees are telling you to trim them and get them off your house so it doesn't rub the paint off your
house.
Or the roof off your house.
Correct.
Yes.
So that's where everybody makes money. See, and the rising tide raises all ships.
You are correct.
And you have to realize that there is a stable of people out there that make money in my company that don't even work for me.
When things break, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, we use carpet cleaners. We use carpet layers. We use tile setters. We use
roofers.
Obviously, roofers, painters. My painter is one of the busiest guys in town.
Yeah.
Everybody says, do you got a good painter? I'm like, yep, he's mine. You can't have him. No, he's good, but he's busy. So, but the weather, it brings things about and makes you pay attention.
Well,
but if you do, I mean, come on, think about it, though. How often do you think about your roof in Arizona? It rains 11 days a year.
That's true.
So you don't really think about, am I having a torrential downpour today and I got a flood coming? No, you don't think about it just till it's too late. And then you got to call a water restoration company. There's a reason why we have such a plethora of water restoration companies in town, because it rains and all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, my roof's flooding my house. And so now you got a double whammy problem. You got an internal and an external. So check your roofs. Look at your trees. Make sure you got some good watertight stuff going on.
Yep. Yeah. You just talked about it. Rains 11 days a year here, and how often do you think about your roof? About 11 days a year, maybe 10, you know, right?
Unless you get a leak, and then you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, it's just...
I mean, if you have a swamp cooler, you know that your swamp cooler is not going to work for 2 months out of the year. We know our weather.
That's
it's
correct.
Pretty well.
Yep.
Hey, Matt, question for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to change gears completely. We got five
okay.
minutes. Apple News comes out this morning, and it came out yesterday, and I saw it. U.S. lawmakers were informed that Russia is meddling in your 2020 election.
Yes! Collusion!
Shocking.
So, honestly, you're a Midwestern American, and you're in the Farm Belt, and you raise corn for a living. Do you think that the Russians are involved in your election? Or do you think that the Democrats are so damn scared that they're trying anything and come up with this stupid ploy that they have the lawmakers notified? Now, they were notified, and it was, they mentioned who notified them, and I wanted to get the term correctly. And I can't find the term, but
well,
the lawmakers
did it
were
say
notified
who they were,
by...
On whose behalf they were meddling? Like, I mean, did they say who they were trying to push?
Oh, yeah. Trump. They're pushing Trump. But okay. Then they say that they're going to work both sides.
Of course they
are. Of course.
Now, let's honestly look at this.
It's called disruption.
But they're going to work both sides. Now, let's look at this. Bloomberg came into the race late, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spent $400 million. And he moved he's at 5% in the polls.
Sounds like Jeb Bush in 2016, but...
But, I mean, if you dump $400 million into the polls and you can't move Sanders, he made Biden disappear. But right now it's Sanders, Warren, and Buttenberg. But Bloomberg's there. But where is Bloomberg?
Is that Budovich?
Yeah, that guy.
Whatever the hell.
Exactly.
Some mayor who wants to be the ruler of the world.
Yeah.
Like Arena.
But anyhow.
Yeah, right.
You got Bloomberg, who's not moving the dial, but spent $400 million. Why would the Russians dump $400 million into an election and not move the dial? Does that make any financial sense to you? I mean, just
no.
As a homeowner, as a business owner, it makes zero sense.
Just for giggles.
I mean,
what the hell?
$400 million is what Bloomberg dumped in and hasn't moved the dial at all.
Oh, right. Understood.
So at that number, would the Russians throw $400 million in and not move the dial?
Just to disrupt us, of course. But, what do they care?
Because they've got starving people in their country. They got other things they can spend $400 million.
They don't care about the starving people.
But you have other things. You're not going to start. You're not going to gain anything by disrupting the American election.
So where they're going?
Yeah, you are disruption.
So where they're going with?
There's no disruption.
People crazy in the streets.
$400 million doesn't do anything. Yeah. That's my point. Bloomberg's not doing anything. It doesn't do. It doesn't buy you anything.
It gets Nancy attention, and she doesn't have anything else to do. So you know.
This is getting like the boy who cried wolf with for the 17th, investigation and or impeachment and or, Russian interference. I think they spent, $50,000 in Facebook ads in 2016. I think that was the end result of it, right, was that it was minimal at best. At some point, all this becomes crying wolf, I think. And there's already talk about, hey, let's impeach Trump again. And it's like, at some
point, that's what they do.
They're just going to overplay their hand. And, at some point people check out. And I think a lot of people checked out a long time ago on this whole issue.
So prediction right now, if he runs against Sanders, Trump wins in a landslide? Or do you think it's a 50-50 shot still that people are saying?
Boy, I would hope if it's Trump versus Sanders, it's a pretty easy, it's a pretty clear
victory.
I think
that's the one that we want, right?
You throw Trump a socialist and or communist out, a vowed socialist, out in front of,
right.
Out in front of Trump.
The economy is great. How everything is wonderful. I mean, and now you're going to go, well, let's give everything away.
Yeah.
How are you going to pay for it? Well, don't you worry about that. No, no. Sanders and Trump would be perfect.
I think it'd be great comedy.
I don't know that the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. I don't think that's Russian influence, and I think that's hopefully people vote
exactly
with them, vote with.
They know.
They know what's going on in their life, and they know that things are going okay. That's my take.
Yep,
I like it.
And all they have is climate change, and climate change doesn't put food on your table, folks.
No matter how much money you throw at it, you're not changing the climate.
Marina's going to find that out.
All they got is climate change.
6:29 in the morning, wake up Tucson. You got Sean McCluskey and Matt Neely sitting in for Christy Simone. Ed Alexander's going to take us away.
Matt and I are Tubes fans from way back from Phoenix days, so he's looking at us like, what are you doing?
I know the album cover, but
right?
I've never heard of them. I've never heard I've looked at a nice album cover.
It's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Last time I saw these guys was at the Rialto. It was a blast.
Oh,
I got a tour shirt, and the whole band signed it. Oh, it was cool. Pretty darn cool.
Very neato.
Yeah, they stuck around and signed records and shirts and, you know, whatever, sit and chat with everybody. Nice. It was a lot of fun. They put on a good show. They had to do a couple tours because they, in the 70s, when all the tours were these three-ring circuses, they tended to spend a lot of money on the, so they had to actually do a couple of tours scaled down in the mid 80s to kind of pay off the record company, because they'd kind of overspent on their tours. And
they had TV screens back in the day.
Yeah.
on stage. That was the first time anybody had any kind of screen on the stage. And yeah, they would have them all over the place and different things happening at different times, and it was weird.
Yeah,
they were way ahead of their time.
Yeah, but I want to talk about something that's going on at the legislature, but first, on the way in, I stopped and grabbed a paper at the Circle K.
How much was that?
Well, that's a good question, Mr. Ed Alexander. I don't know, because they still had Thursday's paper.
Oh, well.
So maybe by the time Billy Buckmaster comes in for his show at noon, maybe they'll have Friday's paper.
They wanted to keep the Democratic debate up another day. That was there.
I picked it up.
That's your Tucson newspaper.
I looked at the cover of the paper, and I said, I thought that was the other day.
2 days ago, yeah. Way to be on top of things.
So anyway, hey, up at the legislature, they passed it, I guess, out of committee. Their bill's moving forward to allow community colleges to offer bachelor's degrees.
4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, it's being fought by who?
The University of Arizona.
No, the Arizona Board of Regents. Same
and
thing.
And the university. Yes. Yeah. Well, they run the universities.
Sure. And so, anyway, of course, I mean, it kind of goes without saying. But I thought, you know, this is a really good... I love U of A. I'm a big U of A supporter.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing against, but man, you know, you give people an opportunity to go out and get a 4-year degree, you know, for maybe $10,000, something that they can afford and not go into debt. I think it's a pretty good option. I mean, you know, because face it, some people don't want the full-on 4-year university live on campus experience.
Not everybody wants to go to the big university and do just that whole college experience. Nobody wants to go for the party. They want to get in, go get their life started, start saving money, and not be $50,000, $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 in debt.
And maybe some people don't even know what they want to be yet by the time it comes. You know, you graduate from high school and now go to college. What are you going to major in? Go to a two-year, figure it out and stretch it out or whatever. But you're
$30,000 in debt if you're an in-state student at U of A.
Yeah.
And that's not books included. That's not housing. That's just school.
I'm telling you, I think it's a good option.
I think
to
it's a
offer
great
people,
option. Open up and you can choose.
Yeah. And, you know, you can knock it out. And, you know, if you want to work extra hard, knock it out in 3 years and get on with your life, you know, and not start your professional life, you know, in the hole, you know?
Yeah. You know, like I said, we do property management at Rincon Ventures, and we see your credit on people that come in every day.
Ooh,
the number one thing we see is deferred student loans.
Yeah.
Every time. And if you don't pay attention to your student loans, they're the number one thing to kill your credit.
Yeah.
Because you defer it for 6-8 months, a year,
and
all
up.
Of a sudden you forget about it. And then that 10th month rolls around, you owe a payment, now you're late.
Yeah.
And then they send you a notice 60 days later. Hey, by the way, you want to do another deferment?
Well, and this thing is this.
Then you need a car to get to work, and then et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you got to have a job. You go to school. You got to pay for it. How do you pay $40,000? I mean, really, how do you pay for $40,000 being a full-time student at a university? Mommy and daddy?
Yeah.
How do they pay for it? $40,000's a lot.
Well, they talk about it. They talk about millennials, how they've, among other things, of course, the recession hit them hard, so it kind of slowed down the progression of their careers. But another thing is they're marrying later, they're buying houses later because they've got the student loan debt. So for the millennials, it's really kind of changed. It's kind of changed from the traditional, get a job, get a house, get married, you know, whatever. It's kind of changed that and delayed it for a lot of them. And one of the reasons often cited for that is because of student loan debt obligations. Anyway, this is a thing. I mean, I saw this article in the Community College Review. This is from August of last year. And it talked about kind of what's happening here. And it says that they're not trying to be like four-year post-secondary institutions. Most community colleges offering bachelor's degree are doing so as an extension of their own associate degree programs. So you earn your associate degree first, and then you become eligible to apply for the bachelor's program. It's limited to degree generally when it's out there. It's limited to degree programs that can take students directly in the into the workforce. Well, that's pretty cool. You know, and instead of offering a liberal arts program in political science or English, these bachelor's degrees will be in specific fields like nursing, information technology, and radiology. And so it gets you in, gets you positioned for a good job,
and gets you out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be more like almost like an extended tech school.
Right. Exactly.
Which is not a problem at all because that's just what we need.
Yeah.
Figure out what you want to do and go do it.
I mean, obviously,
get started.
If you don't know what you want to do and you don't want to go to college, go learn a trade.
Yeah.
Become a plumber, become an electrician, become a HVAC guy, because I can use you tomorrow. I mean, in Tucson can use you tomorrow, especially electricians.
Well, you were just talking about that in the last segment.
You can be a dental assistant or the medical profession in this town is crazy. You could get a Pima medical thing and get going.
The average age of a electrical apprentice in Arizona is like 48 years old.
Crazy.
Yeah, because there's not any of them.
The average age of an apprentice?
Yes.
Is 48.
Yes. There's not a lot of people entering. So you got a lot of the older guys reclassifying, doing something else.
Yeah.
And that's, because they make good money.
Sure.
I mean, if you don't have your job and you don't know what to do, and next thing you know, you're like, okay, well, there's no jobs in the business world. Hey, I got to figure something out. Well, I like electricity. Let's go do that. I don't know who likes electricity, but, you know, there are crazy people in this world. Trust me, I'm one of them.
Well, so obviously the big deal is cost, right? And they talked about Orlando, Florida, Valencia Community College offering a bachelor's degree in select number of study areas. Students at the college can extend their education after their associate degree and earn either a bachelor's of science in radiologic or imaging sciences, a bachelor of science in electrical and computer engineering technology. Again, a very marketable skill. You make a lot of money doing either of those. Again, students are required to complete the associate degree and then apply. Four-year degree programs there will cost a bit more than the associate's degree, but will still be much less than tuition at universities around the state. Here in Columbia, in Maryland, Columbia Basin College has received accreditation for a bachelor's degree of applied sciences in applied management. Makes CBC one of seven community colleges in the state. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Washington. Makes CBC one of seven community colleges in the state of Washington that offers a four-year degree in addition to its usual associate program. Let's see what else there is. The Hood College.
So, end of the day, it came out of committee here in Arizona. Where are we going to go? Do you think it passes out of the House into the Senate side? Do you think the governor will sign it? That's what we got to know.
Well, I would have to think that the majority in the legislature would approve it, don't you?
But what about all the blowback, all the pressure, the money from the Board of Regents for the universities already in state? I mean, there's going to be big pressure on here. It's like, you know, fighting Big Pharma. You part fighting the universities, you're not going to win.
I agree, Ed. I agree.
I mean, we all know it makes sense.
But look at the theme of the this governor and this legislature for many years.
Like
anybody's going to do it, is what you're saying.
Well, what I'm trying to say is even at the high school level, they're at the K-12 level, the theme of the legislature, the appetite of the legislature and the governor is for school choice, right? To allow people to do vouchers maybe or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? So
they don't, that's not what they're talking about for school
choice. And I agree with you that there will be tremendous lobbying pressure to oppose this. So I will be very interested to see if it passes. But like I said, I think that's a theme of the legislature.
It's great.
I think there'll be support.
It's a great idea. But you've got the Board of Regents and three universities.
Amen.
Up at the Capitol every day in their face, and you've got the rest of us out here going, that's a great idea, but nobody's in their face to say it. I mean, we don't have any power. You know that. So
might be a good way to expose the Borgia Regents on the way that they do things.
Thank
because
you very much.
They do get a ton of money. Well, what did they do with that money? And
yeah,
now
the,
are they going to start lobbying to the lawmakers and to the governor? And as you're saying, Matt, the governor's been reducing licensing, reducing restrictions, and getting people to be in the workplace. And this is another stepping stone in that direction. But does he have the support to do it is the question.
I think it's a tough thing to fight because voters, right, are looking at something like, hey, there's an option for my kid to get a bachelor's degree maybe for $10,000 to $15,000 instead of, you know, $40,000 to $60,000.
And the thing is, if you put up to the voters, they would probably vote for it. But it's never going to get to the voters because it's all about in committee and the PACs, you know.
Yeah.
That's the problem. People who aren't listening to the radio show today, they might have seen it somewhere in passing, and that was it. You're not going to be talking about it at the cocktail parties this weekend, and it's going to die at Capitol Hill.
It may die on the Hill. Exactly.
And that's all I'm saying.
It will be interesting
to see. It's a great idea. We all know it's a great idea, but...
Let's see if it gets up.
Who's gonna take the take the sword and go up the hill? So,
amen. I think it. I agree. I agree with both of you. I think this is going to be a really interesting thing to watch play out.
And we should talk about it. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. 6:46 in the morning.
Speaking of the University of Arizona, and we'll talk about that game when we come back.
Down to the night.
6:46 in the morning.
Tower of Power, Tucson, baby.
Sean McCluskey, Matt Neely. We'll be right back.
Wow, 6:50 already. Food, hopefully at 7, if not food at 8, and things like that. And the
Sean's sharing pictures of it. That's got to be worth something.
you know, it's a good place when you got Matt Russell sending and posting on your thing on Facebook, going, "Hey, if you haven't tried this, you're gonna love it, and it's gonna be a fat kid favorite." So, you know, if Kenny can't get here today, we'll definitely get him back in. Like I said, you know, it's one of the things of business. It's up and down. People call out sick all the time. The kid's sick. You know, the husband's sick. Somebody else is sick. And if one of your chefs are sick, what do you do? The responsible thing is, as a business owner, you step up, you get behind the line, you grab a knife, and you get it done. And now it's going to be a super long day for him because he was supposed to work this afternoon, not this morning. And here we go.
That's part the of day the in the life. Part of
the glamour.
God, I should open a restaurant. Yeah. They've
owner,
got this part.
Lowest paid employee.
The glamour of owning a restaurant, right?
Real quick, Matt, sure. did you see the game last night? Were you there?
I did.
Were you there?
Did you see the temper? The admiral who was on Wednesday was the one that was honored
In the break there?
Yeah, in the break.
Oh, how neat.
And then right as he was stepping out onto the court, did you see Coach Miller slam the clipboard onto the floor in the huddle there?
And I did not.
He was very, very animated.
I was not at the game, so I didn't see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They were running over these guys. When they came out, they were the better team.
Yeah.
And then they let them in, and then they finally got away. But
there was free and frank discussion in the huddle, then the players, I think, hopefully took it to heart because they did.
When are they going? They only have two more home games.
They want it going away. But,
and then it's playoff time, and then it's March Madness. You guys got to get serious sooner or later.
So here's the interesting thing.
Go ahead.
ASU beat Oregon yesterday.
I know. So
and
the
it was
big game.
Wire to wire almost. I mean, I think it was wire to wire.
But ASU beat us.
Well, we split with them.
We split. We beat them the first time. They beat us the second time.
But they still beat us.
Yeah.
Kind of the despicable loss. I mean, we lost to the toilet bowl of the league.
So what's interesting to me, and I talked to Steve Rivera on his show the other day about this. They've come to this fork in the road like, I think four times this year. They had Baylor and Gonzaga and UCLA and Oregon up there. And all those were the team could have kind of taken a step forward, and all four of those they lost. So yet again, we come up to a game that, and Steve says, well, what does that mean? You know, well, it doesn't mean that they won the NCAA championship or anything, but it does mean that they've come up to a key game and
this is it. This
done,
Oregon game tomorrow night, no hype. This
first
is the
place.
We will find out if we are real or if we're not, if we can play with the big boys or not. And we're going to have to play with the big boys if we want to get any farther than the Pac-12 tournament.
And and
they have not proved that they are consistently play with the big boys.
Well, the question is, do we get out of the Pac-12 tournament?
That's, you know, we'll find out tomorrow.
If we win, if we go in with a first-round bye, our chances are increasingly stronger.
Good.
But, I mean, getting that first-round bye is... Good luck. It's still up in the air. It's a 50-50 process.
Yeah, you are correct, sir.
I just thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, well, Let's go back to the state of Arizona. We got a gas tax coming. I don't understand why we're discussing a gas tax. I don't even know how the gas tax got out of committee. I mean,
right.
At the end of the day,
no, Cam, a Republican is pushing this thing, right?
I think so. Yeah, and I don't get it. What are we going to do with the money? What are we going to do with the proposed money, with the proposed funds and the increase in the gas tax?
They'll build more roads in Phoenix.
Great. Can we not take 2 years to do Ruthroff? Can we not take 2 years to do Einik? Can we not take 2 years to do Twin Peaks, Prince, and all that? I mean, we've been under construction in Tucson for the last 10 years on the freeway.
Yep.
And here we go again. Why don't they work a 24/7 shift? Why don't they work at night when the traffic's not flowing?
Here.
If you want to... America is... Baseball is our pastime, but the Japanese are catching up to us. Construction should be just like baseball. It should be the American pastime. We built the biggest empire in the whole damn world, but yet
we suck
at construction because it's... Look at our roads in Tucson. No, we don't spend our money appropriately. Hold on. We suck at construction because right now I-10, Ruthroff, they said last Friday they started construction. Well, when I'm coming into the radio station at 5:45 in the morning and there's not one construction worker out there, there's not one light out there, but yet the guys down the street at the QT get there at 4 o'clock in the morning, crank up the lights, and they start working and they close at 6 o'clock at night. But ADOT, whoever the hell's building this thing, they're working from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. They got 16 guys standing around, their thumb up their butt, nothing's getting done. You got one guy rolling a steamroller down the thing, flattening out the road so we can get this thing built. That's why it takes 2 years.
I know. It's not the workers.
It's the guy planning the workers.
Yeah.
Why don't we work 24/7?
Why? And get the damn thing done.
Get in, get out, move the next one. Because you know there's another road project coming.
You bet.
Because we're so far behind.
Thank you. Our infrastructure is falling apart, crumbling. We had a bridge fall down last year in the middle of the summer, remember? Or was that 2 years ago? Either way.
2 years ago, yeah.
But we still have crumbling infrastructure. You have enough projects. Why don't you work 24/7? You want to employ more people? There's your answer. Pay them all the same. Don't care. You want a job? Go get it. If you don't go to another state and work. I don't care.
Yeah. You got other markets where they do. I don't know what the scheduling at ADOT is, but in other markets, you definitely have them working to get it finished as quickly as possible. They give them incentives, right? They give them incentives. If you beat a certain deadline,
you get a 1% increase or something like that. You can take the money out of the art projects. The glorification.
No. Yeah.
Why do we have stamped concrete? Let's look at I-19, the intersect, the overpass.
Yes.
Ajo, that thing's been under construction for what, a decade?
Oh, it's amazing. What amazing. A decade.
You can't go through the overpass.
It's Ajo, dang it.
But you can't go through the overpass at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It starts backing up. And then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's backed up all the way to 22nd Street.
They've
so you're sitting on the freeway,
forever.
And everybody
sure
slows
it's been
down.
A long time. Yeah,
it's still not done.
Yeah. Fix it. Do it.
And then what are they going to do next? Valencia? Oh, that'll be just a nightmare.
Yes.
If they widen all of that to, goodness. Yeah. So it's the perpetual construction. It's what we do here in Tucson. But we don't work 24/7. We work about 4 hours a day. We call out a day and go home. And then when it's 100 and holy hell outside, let's work outside at noon. Guys are dropping like flies. Makes no sense. But the gas tax is here. And it came out of committee.
So where are we with that?
And it's like a 50 cents increase, isn't it?
What?
Yeah.
Gas is too cheap. We ought to raise it up a little.
Well, it's not at the $4.55 that it is in California.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have the specifics in front of me, but I think it was going to be like a raise now and then basically indexing it. So over time, it would go up significantly. Over a few years, it's going to go up significantly if this thing passes. The only thing
Does it make sense, though? Does it make sense to increase the gas tax with the increase in population, the larger tax base revenue, the more businesses coming in? We're building more roads in Phoenix, so obviously Phoenix is expanding.
We were talking about that off the air.
Us.
I mean, there's a lot more. So you're selling more gallons of gas because there's a lot more people buying it, right?
Sure.
So at some point, you know, you get 6-7 million people wherever we're at in the state. I guess we'll find out in a year or so when they do the census. Yeah, I mean, they say, well, it hasn't been raised in a while. Yeah, but the state's growing like gangbusters. It's like especially Phoenix for,
Because it hasn't been raised in a while doesn't mean you have to raise it.
Well, no.
Exactly.
And so,
I mean, hey, just because so what? Your IQ hasn't raised either. Go fix that, buddy. Jesus, who's the idiot that's proposed this? I mean, come on, he's a Republican? No, he's not. He's a damn Democrat. Go raise somebody else's taxes.
Wish my IQ would go up every year.
Right?
Index for inflation.
Yeah, like your
That'd
taxes.
Be nice.
That's all they do. They know how to do one
the wrong
thing.
Way, Sean.
Yeah, I'm on the downward slope myself. Don't worry about it, Matt. We're still good people.
Especially but once I mean,
we're
the
not dumb enough
around.
To dumb enough to come around and go, hey, let's tax the gas because we need
yeah.
to.
So that's the thing, right? They say, oh, well, it hasn't been raised in a while, and, you know, roads are more expensive to fix. And, okay, fine, that's great. But you got a whole lot more people buying gasoline. I did see that they are addressing the whole thing of taxing people who are driving, like, Teslas and, you know, electric vehicles, which is a good thing. I mean, they're getting a free pass on this thing. Not only are they paying less, they're getting a break on their registration.
Yeah, but
right?
Hold on. I was just going to say, my registration for my car was outrageous.
Right.
Outrageous.
That's my point.
And everybody moves here and goes, oh my God, why am I getting robbed?
They get a break on their registration because they're driving an environmentally friendly, you know, that, so they're burning coal or you know, uranium to, you know, uranium fission to plutonium fission to power their car. But, but anyway, so I think they do need to kind of equalize that. So, you know, because they're wearing down the street just like everybody else is. Hey, it's 6:59. We are going to take a break for the news. Ed Alexander, Network News, and Ed Alexander's award-winning local news. Matt Neely, Sean McCluskey. We are going to be right back after the news. Wake up, Tucson.